Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Hey, I was wondering.
Yes, please do.
Oh, I'm going to need some new ones, Violetta. I cleaned out the file.
Okay.
All right. Hi, Eric. Been listening to the show for quite a while, and over the years, I've come to look forward to the show open intro by Voice Guy.
Me too.
You know, the mix of clips, songs, comedy. Frankly, it's poetry.
It really is.
Anyway,
yeah.
I was wondering, what happens to all those intros when the show is over? Are they just put in some giant box and taken to some huge faceless warehouse somewhere? Yes. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happens. If that's the case, I protest. I believe you've mentioned that Captain Hollywood guy wants everyone in the station to do a podcast and thinks the future is in podcasting.
Yeah.
That is also true. Yeah. Shouldn't that include Voice Guy? He's an important part of the show. It's true. Captain Hollywood does push podcasts on everybody. Like, Whip, you got a podcast.
Yeah, that's Whip's What's Up With. We had to change the name for legal reasons.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Did you get sued?
No, I think there was just a threat of a suit.
Oh, cool.
Who really? Would have thought that somebody else out there who had whatever happened to, which was the old name. So now it's What's Up With.
Okay, What's Up With Whip, yeah. And what do you do on that podcast?
Talk about people you forgot about.
Got it.
Might have forgotten.
And like, who's the current featured person that I've forgotten about?
I just talked to a guy who might be another man crush of mine, a blast from the past, Richard Marks.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that one is still in process of being.
Okay. You're still editing that one?
Well, no, it's edited. I just don't know where it is in the pipeline of
there you go.
Being out to the world.
Violetta, you have a podcast?
So I started one. It was called This or That, and then they nixed it.
Okay.
So,
they don't want them that badly, huh?
They said it was too short. I thought Short and Sweet was really good,
so I
was making them like 5 minutes.
Right.
I guess that's too short.
I see.
So I'm working on it, right. On how to make This or That longer.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I've been working on that my whole life. Nikki, anything there? Anything for you? Or you
no.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, your day is coming.
A lot of cooks in the kitchen. I just keep running out.
All right.
I got an idea for Violetta. It should be called This, That, and the Other. And then it's like 33% longer.
At least the title is.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I say Voice Guy needs a podcast where all these intros can be replayed and enjoyed for years to come.
Oh, my God.
What do we need to do to make this happen? Just wondering. Thanks, Mary. And Mary, I think it's a great idea.
That is mm-hmm. such a good idea.
And I think it would be incredibly successful, and I think I would push for a cut of the action.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't have one yet, so I could...
No, not you. Me, a cut of the action.
Fine.
You know, like they sell a sponsor and I get a cut of that action.
Oh, you could do that. You get the money, but I'll do the work on it.
You will?
What?
Yeah.
Think about what you're saying.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
Are you serious? Am I watching this really unfold in like real time?
You get the money and I do the work?
I won't say that again, actually.
Don't.
That was an accident.
Yeah,
but
right.
I really do love the intro. So somehow if we can make a podcast out of like, not analyzing them, but just talking about what your favorite part of the intro was.
No, see, then you're ruining it.
Oh.
You just play the intros.
That's it?
Yeah, you stack up like 7 or 8 of them at a time and go, hey. Here's a flashback in the past month on the Eric in the Morning show, courtesy of your show open Voice Guy.
But then maybe we ask Voice Guy, like, where'd you find this song? How'd you think of this?
No, then you're ruining it.
But that's what a podcast is. So it's ruined stuff.
In the car yesterday, my husband goes, have they made you do a podcast yet? And I'm like, no, I just keep avoiding it.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And he's like, that's what you should call it. Things I do to avoid doing a podcast.
That's a good one.
And I would just list all the crap I do every day to avoid doing a podcast.
There you go.
You know.
Can we not? Swanee says we can't do a Voice Guy podcast because of licensing issues.
Oh, there's a lot of music involved in that.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's right.
Totally true.
You take the music out, I mean,
that's half the fun.
Man.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
The Weeknd and Jim Carrey are neighbors, close friends, and lovers of telescopes.
Yeah.
You love what? Nikki, anything?
I mean, well. What I'm going to say is going to put me in a box, but what I love wine, and I pretend to collect wine, but I don't really because I just end up drinking it.
Gotcha. Whip your baseball cards, right?
Yeah. I'm very, very into that.
Violetta?
I collect old money.
Old money?
Yeah.
Old money.
Mm-hmm.
Like the old dollar bills, like the number twos and...
The $2 bills.
$2 bills.
But number twos.
Yeah, just not $2 bills, though. All the old money. Like, you can tell it's out of circulation.
Right.
Like, if you bring it to the bank, they won't give it back to you.
A tie at number 3. Marissa, you love what?
I love Rubik's Cube.
Rubik's cubes. Collect them, that kind of thing?
What's that?
Do you collect them, that kind of thing?
I do collect them.
Collect them.
Are there a lot of different styles?
Yeah.
Big, small, bright, not so bright.
All right.
Tied with Bob. Bob, you love what?
I love antique watches.
Antique watches. That's nice.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Rolexes? Or?
I got 60 watches to match my clothes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that guy does love his watches. Yeah. Sean, at number two, you love what?
Comic books.
Comic books.
Oh,
collect them, save them, box them, read them, do it all, right?
Oh, yeah. I've got more than 1,500 comics and a few that are kind of in the, higher financial category, if you will.
Oh, nice.
Wow, there you go.
Higher financial category.
I'm interested.
Yeah. And finally, in at number one, when it comes to love, Allie, you love what?
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Yeah. Yep.
Ah. How many hot sauces would you say you have?
Way too many, but I will say one of my favorites is from the Bahamas.
From the Bahamas?
Oh, okay.
Really, what's it called?
Oh, my gosh. I can't even think of the name of it, but it's a habanero hot sauce, and it's delicious.
And on the what do they call it, the heat scale, whatever they call it, I can't remember.
Like Scoville units?
Yeah. It'll drop you to your knees hot?
Yeah.
It's probably up there, but it's not like Carolina Reaper hot.
Oh, boy.
The old Carolina Reaper.
I am terrified of hot sauce. I can't do it. I am such a massive sissy. Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. Nikki lectured me without even realizing it. She realized it. She knew what she was doing. It was passive aggressive. She got me. You know, you don't really drink water, really, ever, do you?
I'm just going to start.
Mister probably going to have a heart attack because of it. And I'm like, what does that mean?
It's going to start dropping it off in front of your board here.
That's right.
I don't do enough. 312-233-1019. A lot of people feel this. You don't do enough what, Lisa?
I don't save enough money. It's really a problem.
It is a problem, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, so true.
Do you have every intention of saving money and you just don't do it?
Every time I have automatic savings, money goes in and somehow it gets transferred.
Life gets in the way.
Automatic savings turns into the automatic transfer, which turns into the automatic dinner out.
Of course.
Too much to buy.
Don't do enough. What, Keith?
Laundry. Can I borrow some socks?
There you go.
Okay.
See, you and I should be roommates.
You
can remind me to drink water, and I'll do all your laundry. I love it. I don't do enough what, Sean?
Hey, thanks for taking my call again. I don't weed my garden enough.
Weed your garden. Yeah. The thing is pure hell.
It is.
Yeah, what are you growing in there?
I've got green beans, beefsteak tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, cucumbers, zucchini, pumpkin,
this is Jolly Green Giant on the phone.
Pumpkins.
Yeah.
Pumpkins.
I got a lot.
Yeah. How big will your biggest pumpkin be? Couple of 10, 20 pounds?
Actually, I can get them to be about 7 to 8 pounds.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Are you a farmer by trade?
Yeah. No, I'm actually an engineer by trade.
There you go. That's kind of the same mindset,
I've never seen green beans grow.
Oh, they're delicious.
Are they on a stalk?
My grandpa used to grow green beans, and I would have to go
pick them.
Pick them. Yeah. Samantha, I don't do it enough.
I don't wash my hair enough.
Oh boy.
Samantha.
Some people wash it too much, and you don't wash it enough.
Okay.
No, I should own stock in dry shampoo.
Get it, girl.
But I hear that's good for you, so keep it up. Who knows?
In a week's time.
4 days.
Every five days.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Sometimes I wash my hair twice a day.
Yeah.
Wow. She's like, sometimes I wash my hair twice a year.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Time to find out what's trending on Twitter, your top three things. Here we go. Violetta at number three.
IKEA now selling a candle that smells like their meatballs.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah. And if you've ever been tired and hungry walking around for hours in that store, semi-lost, you know that those little Swedish meatballs smell delicious.
They are delicious.
Yeah. I have a frozen pack in my freezer right now.
So good.
Who was it? The former Blackhawk, Swedish guy, handsome guy, tanned a lot.
Jalmerson.
No. Victor.
Oh, Stahlberg.
Victor Stahlberg.
Yeah.
Former Blackhawk who used to be on with us, tanned a lot. And, Swedish.
Yeah.
And confessed to us he loves the Swedish meatballs at IKEA.
They're so good.
After I confronted him on it. I'm like, come on, you eat them.
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Today is the Chicago Ducky Derby. The event benefits the Special Olympics for Illinois, and it is trending as Chicagoans are excited to support and see all of the rubber duckies dumped into the river. It's going to be off of Columbus Drive Bridge at 1 p.m.
That's cool.
A couple of dump trucks back up to like an open bridge, and just thousands of rubber ducks are going to race down the river.
It's really cool. Yeah. What time is that?
It starts at 1. Okay. But closures are in place starting at noon.
Got it. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Frenchies is celebrating National Mustard Day with creating a hot dog bun that tastes like Frenchies classic mustard. It's baked right into the dough. This obviously is big news for Chicagoans and for us here on the show because we're the official, unofficial hot dog show.
Yes. Love that.
Big news.
Yeah, little Frenchies. Thank you, Viola. There it is.
Don't miss the Eric in the Morning Saturday show. Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on The Mix.
Somewhere outside of Kearney, Nebraska. You run out of gas. 312-233-1019. Anybody listening who ran out of gas in the worst possible spot? Hi there, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
Ran out of gas, Nick?
Yep. It was. We were 4 hours into our trip out east. We're stopping at my in-law's house on our way, and my wife fell asleep. Didn't wake up to tell me to get off the highway to get gas, and we ran off right on the off-ramp. For their exit, and there were two gas stations at the exit that were closed. We had to sit for an hour and a half wait for AAA to come.
Oh, man. Oh, my. All right, I'd like to go back to the first part of that. My wife fell asleep and didn't remind me to get gas.
That's
so
right.
You're behind the wheel, but it's her job to remind you that you have to get gas.
It's all her fault, you know. I feel there's life on the edge, you know.
I see.
How's he supposed it's like by her parents' house, not his. How's he supposed to know where
he's
the gas
I handle the driving part of it. All the gauge work. The gauge work in front of me, that's on her.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Gotta do something in that passenger seat.
Hey, jeez. Joey.
Yeah.
Tempting fate, running out of gas.
Yeah, so I was, it was terrible. I was 16, and it was 2 in the morning, and I was in northern Minnesota at my girlfriend's house, and I decided I would drive home.
Uh-huh.
My car runs out of gas in the middle of nowhere, so and my phone's dead, so I push my car like 2 miles to the gas station.
Oh, and by then yourself.
And then my card gets declined.
Oh,
man.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. You're going through the ashtray for a loose change. Can I put 79 cents of gas in it? Yeah.
Oh, so what happened is I actually decided, I was like, well, you know what? I'm just going to hang out here. Someone's got to come. So a police officer pulls up. And I got to use his phone to call my mom to come bring me some money for gas.
Oh, boy. The old phone call to mom in the middle of the night because you've run out of gas in Minnesota story.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Hey, John, you ran out of gas?
Yeah, I was coming home from work. I used to work in Tinley Park. I was on LaGrange Road, 100 and something in LaGrange.
Everything is down there. Everything's 100 and something.
And LaGrange.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. This is like I was coming from Tinley Park. So anyway, coming home because I used to live in LaGrange, so I was coming down LaGrange Shore. I was in a rental because my car was in the shop.
Right.
And I ran out of gas in the middle of busy traffic. It just started slowing down.
Yeah.
And I was so used to the gas in my regular car that, I have plenty of gas. I have plenty of gas. But not in the rental.
You run out of gas in traffic, everybody's really tolerant.
Oh, yeah. They love it.
Yep. Very tolerant.
Super patient.
You do not get flipped off a lot.
They find that horn real quick.
You're number one.
Doesn't happen very much. Hey, Tony, ran out of gas?
Yeah, I sure did. I was a student at NIU in DeKalb back in the early 90s, and I had a red dot Shadow and had the best gas mileage. Anyway, I'm on I-88 heading out to DeKalb, and my needle said half a tank. I said, this is great. You know, I'm driving and driving, still got half a tank. I said, boy, you know, my car is really good on gas.
Right.
Well, sure enough, the needle got stuck at half.
Uh-huh.
I had to pull over to the side of the road. I didn't have the half a tank, I thought, and I ended up hitchhiking the rest of the way out to northern Illinois.
Oh, back man. In you know, I used to live off of 88 right there. You could have pulled off on Route 47. I could have helped you out, but, you know.
Yeah.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda. Have you noticed the theme here? Every single one of them, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Until Sarah. Hi,
Sarah.
Hi, finally, someone who ran out of gas at the worst possible spot. Where?
I did. I was driving from Kansas to Nebraska.
There we go. There's my Kansas, Nebraska. Thank you. Okay. Needed it. Got it.
I was helping my brother move, and he conveniently forgot to tell me his gas gauge was broken.
Oh, dude.
So halfway there, the car just completely ran out, and he was an hour ahead of me, so I made him turn around and come bring me gas.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go. Somewhere in the middle of Kansas or Nebraska, you run out of gas.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi, how are you?
Not well. Thanks. Maureen, for agreeing to answer arguably the dumbest question that's ever been answered, we're gonna give you something. I don't know what, but we're going to give you something. So don't hang up when we're done, okay?
Okay.
All right, because we were just playing the BTS song, and S-Whip, hey, when you get your toast, what do you like on it, Whip?
Butter.
All right, now, you say that you like Jim Carrey and The Weeknd. When you go out for breakfast, we'll get the toast, right?
Okay.
Yes, you do?
Yes.
Okay, so when the server says to you, all right, you get your eggs, you get your omelet, you get your whatever, and they're like, all right, would you like the toast? And you say, all right, well, what kind of toast? And they say, oh, we've got the white, the wheat, the raisin, the rye, the whole thing. What kind of toast do you get?
White.
White toast. Okay, white toast. Good choice. Mm-hmm. Hold that thought for a second. Yeah. Nikki, what kind of toast do you get?
Sourdough.
Sourdough. Fancy restaurant place.
If they have it, if it's normal, then I would do an English muffin. I agree.
All right, Whip, what kind of toast do you get?
I think I'm going white.
Okay. Violetta? They don't have English muffins, sorry.
Okay, I'm going to go Greek. White. But it's got sesame seeds on the outside.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody agrees on that.
Yeah.
All right, I would do the same thing. And Maureen, I said this, and then one of my buddies says to me, well, I get the rye.
Mm. Oh.
And I said, yeah, thank you. I said, the rye toast. Only old people order rye toast. I go to breakfast with my grandpa. He gets rye toast.
My grandma constantly gives us rye loaves toast. Of rye bread.
I said there isn't anybody under the age of 70 that gets rye toast. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree 100%.
Thank you.
I agree too.
So I say this, and the guy I'm with, like, you know, who's like 30, it's like, I get rye, and he won't speak to me for like 2 holes because I called him old.
Well.
But am I wrong? Do only old people get rye toast?
Yes, and pumpernickel. Pumpernickel and rye.
What is with you with the random toasts?
What? Pumpernickel's popular.
And those are sandwich breads, not toasts. That's how I view it.
I have never been to a breakfast place ever that's like, oh, we've got the white, the wheat, the rye, or the pumpernickel.
It's just a funny word.
Gibson's has pumpernickel bread.
You know, you're the one, if you're sitting at the table, like, what kind of toast do you want? We got white, wheat, rye, and you're like, I'll take the Greek. We don't have Greek. We have white, wheat, rye. You pumpernickel? No!
Can you check?
No!
Can you go in the back and check?
Yeah. It's a funny word, though.
It is a funny word.
It really is. You know, more people should have it just to put a smile on people's faces.
Is there anybody under the age of 70 that eats rye toast?
Yep.
No, right?
No.
It's a sandwich bread, not a toast. That's how I view rye.
Thank you. 312-233-1019. Hi, Nicole.
I was just calling to say that I always get rye bread when I go out to breakfast.
How old are you?
Yeah.
38.
You ever been called an old soul?
I have been, actually.
Now, when you go out, Nicole, and you order your rye toast, do you order the rye toast with your grandmother?
I don't, no. And my kids even eat rye bread. That's what they ask for when they go out too.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
So you would like to challenge my assertion that rye toast is only, you won't find anybody under the age of 70 ordering rye toast.
I would love to challenge that.
Okay.
Have you ever been to a breakfast place ever in your life and one of the options for toast has been pumpernickel?
I have one time and I laughed. I have. Okay. One time.
Yeah. We were at the Four Seasons.
What did you say? You laughed? Did you say you laughed?
I did.
Okay. It's a funny word.
It's the only time. It's right. Only happened once.
See, now, if that happened to me, Nicole, I would ask the server, seriously, has anybody ever ordered the pumpernickel? Ever? And just to see if they had.
Yeah.
I think my grandma would have.
Right. Pumpernickel sounds like an older thing than rye bread to me.
Yeah,
I do this every time I go to breakfast now. I ask the server when they ask for the toast, I always ask, who orders the rye toast generally? And always they're like, no, the older people.
The older folks.
What did your husband say? Now, he's mad at me, too,
He's
right?
mad at you. Yeah. Oh, said he loves rye toast, which is weird because he's never ordered it in front of me.
See?
He never has a second cup of coffee at home. What is this?
He's a closet toast old guy.
Well, then he added that Swedes like it, so you've apparently offended the Swedes. Might be mad. I don't know.
Now I've offended an entire nation?
And our text line. It is on fire on how many people are ordering rye toast. 26-year-olds, 29-year-olds, 40-year-olds. They're like, hey, I'm not old and I love the rye. Mm-hmm.
Many people are saying the same thing as you, Nikki, though. It's a sandwich bread, not a toast bread.
But have you ever had it, like, toasted with some butter?
Only when I was at my grandmother's house.
Yeah.
And she forced you to eat it. You're picking out the rye. You're like, ew.
That's
ew,
only because I was rummaging through the cupboard. I'm like, there has got to be some pumpernickel in here. Hey, it's Eric. And you know, in the podcast, we only share the best parts, which, of course, imagine what we're leaving out. More coming up here.
Big cup of what? Big glass of what? Big drink of what?
According to a study out of the University of Texas at Austin, hook 'em horns. Women who drink what find their libido increasing? A drink of what? Hi, Rick. What do you think?
I think it's lemonade.
Lemonade. Oh. Delicious lemonade.
Refreshing.
No.
Oh. Quench that thirst.
I do love some lemonade, though. Yeah. What do you put in your lemonade there, Nikki?
Sugar?
Vodka. Yeah. Come on, girl.
You're overthinking this show.
Totally was.
I feel like this might be a trick.
Yeah, you forgot who you were there for a second, Nikki.
Jeez. Bree, as it turns out, the study out of Texas finds that women who drink what have increased libido?
It's coffee.
It is coffee.
Oh, really?
Simple coffee increases a woman's libido.
Huh.
Gets her all turned on, charged up, ready to go.
It didn't seem to work for Violetta and I here.
We wouldn't know. Yeah, you had your coffee yet today, Bree? Bree?
Oh, sorry. No coffee yet today.
I can tell.
I have to work.
Yeah.
She's
last thing you need is get all turned on at work.
Yeah.
According to the Texas study, women's physical state of arousal was measured before and after consuming a couple of cups of coffee. Researchers found that because caffeine and its stimulant properties were at work, they caused increased heart rate and blood pressure, and consuming the caffeinated beverage facilitated a certain arousal that they called, here in the study, horny.
They use that word?
Right there. See it?
Oh, my gosh.
Go get him, Texas.
Study was this.
Coffee is so good for you. Coffee may also enhance athletic performance, they say.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee can reduce stress, oddly enough. I mean, look at Whip. Look at how low stress Whip is.
I am
he is
not
wound up at all.
True.
He's not high strung at all.
Wait, does the coffee also make guys excited?
It may reduce ED, it says.
Oh.
Quote, horny?
Yeah.
Air quotes?
Yeah.
Just makes us have to pee. Coffee lowers risk of depression, and coffee drinkers tend to stay sharper.
That's right.
According to the study, get yourself a big cup of coffee on the way in.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
Violetta sent me this email yesterday while she was being ignored on Instagram.
Yeah, finally talking to you guys.
There's a comedian I heard on TikTok talking about being called an old soul when she was younger and how she felt it was really just code for loser when a teacher didn't want to say that in front of her parents. Like, oh, she's doing really well in school. She spends a lot of time alone. She's an old soul.
Yeah.
At least that's what the comedian thought.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
And then she goes on to say, if you aren't sure if you were a loser in school, you'll know by the way you react to one common sentence heard in school. And this is actually true. I think we can all agree on this. The reaction to this sentence, when you hear this in school, whether you hear it in second grade, fifth grade, eighth grade, sophomore year, senior year, whatever. And that sentence you hear in school is, okay, now we're going to partner up.
As soon as you hear it.
Yeah.
Like even hearing it now, did your stomach go a little bit?
You look around like, quick, where, who?
Right. Everybody panics,
is
leaping for the nearest person so they don't, they're not the one person without a partner. Then you're stuck.
It's the worst.
And that's the worst and everybody's looking at you. If this hits you hard, you can still feel your stomach tensing up and the palms starting to sweat. Sorry, if this is the case, the comedian said, that means you were the loser.
Mm.
What was the policy on that, too? Like, I feel like a lot of people, not myself, I was never really smart enough to get this done. A lot of people anticipate the, okay, let's partner up phrase being said, like, early on in the school year and create alliances.
Oh, totally.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right out of the gate. You have that alliance.
Yeah.
Want to be with your friend.
Right. Your friend or the smart person.
Or that's a better situation.
Yeah. I was like in AP classes and I shouldn't have been. So I'm always looking at Jessica. I'm like, Jessica, you
If there's ever a partner, it's you and me.
Yes.
Yep.
And then what if the partner bails on you? Like, what if the partner has, it's like, you know, like an old Survivor show.
Right.
Has a secret alliance with somebody else. And then you're left alone.
Jessica was sick of helping you out, Violetta, so she found someone else.
She really was.
That is the worst. I don't get the old soul angle, though, because I don't necessarily agree with that either.
I feel like anybody who's been called an old soul kind of like sits there and wonders, like, what do you mean? Like, does that mean I'm not cool?
Have you been called an old soul before?
Yeah, I have been called an old soul
before. And the moment somebody called you that, did it made you feel not good?
Yeah, because I'm wondering, what do they mean by it? The same way I feel about when people say, like, you're something else. It's like, okay, like, something good?
Right, that's completely different.
You're a piece of work. That's also different.
That's also really different.
Right? Yeah.
You're an idiot. How am I supposed to take
that?
Right
you are, Eric. Right you are.
I don't know how to interpret you're an old soul. Like, I think it means
you're
cool.
An idiot.
Freaks from Florida. They're freaks from Florida.
Yeah.
Freaks from Florida.
Oh, you're going to hear about them. All the freaks from Florida that you want. That's what you voted on today, right?
Mm-hmm.
I noticed the Florida file was filling up. So let's empty it.
Okay.
All the weirdos moved to Florida. Although this one isn't so much a weirdo, but this worked out all right. Woman wins lotto after flight gets canceled. A Missouri woman, you're saying, what's the tie-in?
Yeah.
Had her flight canceled in Florida.
Okay.
Oh.
While she was killing time, she won $1 million in a scratch-off Florida lottery ticket.
Oh, my God.
That is so cool.
Yep. You know what's not cool?
Huh?
Pasta battery. Florida couple in Clearwater arrested for mutual pasta battery.
Okay.
Like, he was throwing the rotini.
Oh, battery.
She was throwing the linguine. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Police responded to a 1 a.m. domestic disturbance and found a couple covered in spaghetti following a confrontation that resulted in the pair's arrest on domestic battery charges. Stephanie Lanis and her boyfriend, Adolfo, were eating dinner when they began arguing and throwing pasta at one another.
Yeah.
When police arrived, they were, quote, still covered in spaghetti from head to toe.
That's kind of funny,
adult
but not.
Food fight there.
Yeah, if you're going to throw anything, pasta's probably the best
pasta
thing.
Pasta battery.
Yeah.
Turtle smashes through car windshield in Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Oh, no.
Nah, don't worry. It's fine.
Oh, okay. Good. Thank God.
A tractor trailer hit the turtle, and it went airborne and then right through a car's windshield. The driver and the turtle both okay?
All right.
I don't know how that's possible.
I don't either.
That's amazing. That's an amazing turtle. That's
Wait,
a super turtle.
Where did the turtle come from?
You know, the ground.
Oh, it was just on the ground.
Yeah, it was like crossing the highway, tractor trailer hits it, shoots it up in the air right through a windshield.
Oh.
Right.
Shell first.
That or maybe down in Florida, they might have flying turtles.
Maybe. If you've done enough drugs, you might see that.
Thank you, Violetta. Man finds iguana in toilet bowl in Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, man.
Shock of his life, opened his toilet lid, saw an iguana thrashing around. The iguana swam into the pipes.
Ooh.
As the man tried to catch it, they played a game of cat and mouse for 3 days.
Yeah.
Maybe call somebody.
Yeah. No, that does not go beyond 20 minutes.
Before Kurt Hilberth was able to catch the iguana by grabbing its tail and back legs.
Oh, Kurt.
The tail broke off the iguana as it hurried down the drain. An iguana trapper was finally called and caught the beast.
He lost the iguana because, oh my God, he's holding the tail.
Oh, it's Florida.
Yeah, the tails are removable, I think.
From iguanas to pythons, a Florida woman found a large python in her new apartment. She says the previous tenant left it behind. I mean, if you're going to leave, take your large python with you.
Yes, please.
Wouldn't you think so? In Orlando, the woman in Florida said she found the snake in the bathroom of her new apartment. While that would have been shocking enough, she claims she may have been living with the reptile much longer than she realized, perhaps months before the 4-foot ball python named Skipper appeared.
No.
It turns out Skipper's previous owners decided, we don't have room for Skipper as we're moving from Orlando to some other hillbilly town in Florida. We're going to leave the python behind.
And now she's going to find out she has a lot of mice or something.
Probably.
Once they got rid of, like, what's been feeding that thing?
Exactly.
It's getting worse and worse.
I'm only going to read the headline, then I'm going to move on out of Sebring, Florida. Florida man cops a plea for home castration. That's enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need to
he
hear
got
anything.
In trouble for that.
Don't need to hear anything more about that.
Nope.
In Tampa, Florida police buy alcohol and lap dances during an undercover operation. You know, they got to mix in.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, gotta look realistic.
Just doing my job.
Yeah. That seems reasonable.
Yeah.
And a couple of final stories on Freaks from Florida that fit in nicely with each other. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Headline number one, Florida woman named Booze arrested for drunk driving.
Well.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Kenesha Booze was busted Friday following a crash. She was charged with driving with a suspended or revoked license, leaving the scene of an accident, and DUI.
Oh, trifecta.
So a woman named Booze and a Florida man named Shaft was found with meth hidden inside all parts of him.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Meth, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Did he see flying turtles after that?
I don't know if he did or not. You'd have to ask Shaft.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
We need to locate the top three things trending on Twitter. Here we go, Violetta, at number three.
Apple Music launched a live stream countdown to Kanye West's 10th studio album, Donda, ahead of another large event that Kanye is hosting at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
He's still living there?
Yeah, so he missed his last deadline about 2 weeks ago and then took up residence at the stadium. I guess this time, fingers crossed, that the album's actually going to come out. There is an event going on tonight. Right. The live stream is up now, but you have to sign up for Apple Music, and then it doesn't start until 8 p.m.
He works there, or he stays there much longer. He's going to be working the helmet nacho stand.
Exactly.
For sure. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Shawn Mendes is also trending as people are anticipating new music from Camila Cabello's boyfriend.
See how he's described?
Yeah, right. I'm sure he's happy about that.
I did that for you, Eric. There is a thread that he commented on with an emoji of a sun, and that was enough to make everybody go crazy and enough evidence that he's got some bright music coming out.
Have you heard any of it, Nikki?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. When you hear it, when you listen to it, is there an echo on it at all?
Like it's recorded someplace dark and
like down in a dungeon
and sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or Camilla keeps him down there in the pit,
and then in the background you hear like keep singing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's her. I don't know.
And tell them that you like me.
Can't wait. She's right over my shoulder, isn't she? And trending on Twitter, number one.
Aaron Carter says he's doing a fully nude show in Las Vegas. The musical is called Naked Boy Singing.
Have you seen he's got the tattoos? Like he's going for a Post Malone, Machine Gun Kelly kind of approach.
I was going to say he looks like Machine Gun Kelly, kind of. Yeah. So I guess Aaron is no stranger to taking his clothes off. The 33-year-old former child star even has his own OnlyFans page. He says that he loves it, and it's not about the money. It's about the fans.
It's not about the money. It's about the creepiness.
Right?
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.